This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hello Melbourne and welcome to Generation Next. It is currently 7:05 in the PM. I'm joined by Matt. Matt, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. Now we've got a massive show tonight because it's all about mental health.
Yep.
So we're going to interview Chris Tanti, who is the CEO of Headspace, and it was a bit exciting. So I've done a lot of research, and it was actually really alarming that we found out that in Australia, suicide accounts for over 17% of deaths between the ages of 15 and 19, and a staggering 24.6% between the ages of 20 to 24.
So, which is horrible.
It's horrible. Look, it really alarmed me, and I know it alarmed you as well.
Indeed.
So when we heard this, we were a little shaken.
Just a little bit, yeah.
So in light of this, we're making today Mental Health Monday. And just before we go any further, we really need to let you know, if you are suffering from depression or you are considering suicide, please seek help. You can call Lifeline on 1311 14.
And please do, honestly, if you're feeling down and out and like no one's there for you, please do just call that number and have a word to somebody about it.
Absolutely. So, Mental Health Monday, in light of that, we've decided to only play really happy songs. We'd love for you to send us in if you'd like a song played that makes you particularly happy.
Yeah.
Request away, 0427-JOY949, or you can call us on 1300-JOY949 or email us onair@joy.org.au. We're about to hear from Katrina and the Waves, who are walking on sunshine.
Good afternoon. It's 7:10 on Joy 949. Now, we've got Mental Health Monday today, so we've decided to make the show all about mental health and how we can all be our happiest and healthiest. We know that mental health can mean a bunch of different things to a bunch of different people, so we want to talk about what it means to each and every one of us. So, Emma, what makes you happiest?
A bunch of different things make me happy. I like a good cup of tea.
But
the point is, I guess, that mental health can mean a lot of different things to different people. But there are, you know, definite definitions out there. I know the World Health Organization has brought one out as well. And I just wanted to let all of our listeners know that the information that we're giving you today, mostly sourced from Headspace, who we'll be speaking to later on in the show. That's where we've got our info from. It's general information. And we just need to repeat, you know, that we need to let you guys know, if you are considering suicide or suffering from depression, there are professionals that you can contact, one of whom is Lifeline. A phone number that you can call is 131114. So now that we've got that out of the way, Matt, what does happiness mean to you?
I think, even though I don't really like the heat, summer is perfect happiness for me. I think the music, the vibe, everything out there that's going on during summer. I mean, winter's awesome for cuddles, but it's not really a happy time. But the beach is just brilliant. I think you see all the people enjoying themselves and running around and having a great time. And yeah, it's just all kids and laughter. And I think that's fantastic. But music as well, I think. Music carried me through a lot of my life in terms of happiness, and just turning on the radio or turning on the CD and just listening to my favorite song on repeat over and over and over and over. Just got me through so much. And so music is probably happiness to me, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. 110% agree. And it's funny because I prefer winter. I love blankets and doonas and warm clothes.
The snuggie. Oh, God.
But when I was picking music, thinking about the music that we could play that would make us happy and make everyone else happy, it all seemed to be really summery songs that we'll
exactly,
play.
Exactly.
One of which is Steal My Sunshine, which is what we're about to hear performed by Len. So jump online to joy.org.au and click on the podcast link today to see if your favourite Joy program has a podcast. And Matt, we have a podcast that gets updated every Monday after the day that it came on. Did you know that? Indeed, you did. Indeed, we do. We'd love to hear from you on our Mental Health Monday. If you could get in touch with us on 0427-JOY949. call us on 1300-JOY949 or email us on air@joy.org.au. And before we played that song, which was actually Backstreet's Back by the Backstreet Boys. we were talking about the definition of happiness and mental health and what it means to us. And for me, it was a wintry cup of tea. And for Matt, it was a summery music festival.
Love the cup of teas, though. Green tea, especially.
Yeah. but the World Health Organization has actually got a defined definition, if you could call it that.
Which is a state of well-being in which the individual realizes his or her own abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life and can work productively and fruitfully and is able to make a contribution to his or her community, which is a few things that, I mean, a few people can't obviously call that the current way of life, which is why we've got those numbers available. For anybody that's got any issues or is struggling, call 131114 Lifeline Australia. There's also Headspace on www.headspace.org.au or perhaps the Kids Helpline on 1800 551 1800.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. And we actually wanted to talk to you guys at home about a bunch of different people that you can contact. Because we've got loads available, if I can find them, and it's... there's also Switchboard, which is a gay and lesbian hotline. They're available on 9663 2939 or at switchboard.org.au. And the Family Access Network, which we don't always mention, but I think it's a really great one because it's not LGBTIQ specific, but it is for youth facing homelessness or financial difficulty.
Exactly.
So you can get in touch with them on fan.org.au.
And look, there's a few ways you can get involved in mental health initiatives. We were speaking to someone 2 weeks ago, Mika Scott, from Minus 18, same-sex attracted and gender-diverse teens. That's minus.org.au. Rainbow Network as well, which is a Victoria statewide for those who work with the LGBTIQ and want to get involved or want to be in the know with what's going on, as well as Way Out, working with communities in regional areas of Victoria to connect same-sex attracted young people and stamp out homophobia, which is obviously a massive issue in today's society.
Absolutely, especially when we're talking about, you know, depression and mental health. Homophobia is such a dangerous tool
that bullies use,
and, you know, it really gets me.
Especially in rural communities as well, I think it's
I agree. Yeah. But we love Minus 18. We often have Micah on the show.
He's a great guy.
Absolutely. So I guess, I mean, we're on air for people between the ages of 12 to 25, not unlike Headspace, which is an organisation that targets that same age group. But if you are, you know, under 18, get in touch with Minus 18 if you're same-sex attracted or gender diverse, because they've always got something going on. They've always got parties or things planned, events, and you can really meet like-minded people and make a really good bunch of friends.
Don't sit there alone thinking you are alone. You're not. You can be well and truly connected with all these opportunities, and there's so many people out there that really do want to help you and get in touch with you and are feeling exactly the same as you are.
And if you have queer questions, send them in to us, generationnext@joy.org.au. We don't do it all the time, but often we get a few questions and we talk about them on air and go through the answers with you guys and give you some people that you can get in touch with. So in light of our Mental Health Monday, I'm about to play another really happy song. This one makes me think of my mum. It is Sunshine Superman by Donovan.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be crazy to listen to anything else.
I love Judith Lucy. You certainly are listening to Joy 94.9. It's currently 25 minutes past 7. You're here with Matt and Emma.
Hi.
On our Mental Health Monday, which we're getting really excited about. So we've been talking all about mental health, especially LGBTIQ community and youth and who you can get in touch with if you need help. But we've got some facts here because we're talking to Headspace later on. We're talking to Chris Tanter, who's the CEO of Headspace, which is very exciting. But I guess for me, the reason that I decided to do a Mental Health Monday is these two facts in particular. So currently 1 in 4 young people experiencing mental health problems are actually receiving professional help in Australia, whereas 75% of mental health problems emerge before the age of 25. So I think those facts, those general information that we've gotten from Headspace, show that it's so important to target a youth demographic and it's so important to approach people with your problems before they get worse.
Exactly. And I think getting into it really early is important. I mean, you don't want to carry those problems on into your later life because it is just going to break you down. And so it's important to definitely get a happy, right frame of mind right before, you know, you go to university or you step out into the workforce. And it's really good to have a positive demeanor behind you as you do that.
Absolutely. I think that's why Headspace is so important. It's because it's for, you know, young people, people like you. I've actually just got an SMS. Beyond Blue is doing some great campaigning right now for the LGBT community. For my mental health, I find there is nothing quite like exercise to shift my frame of mind, preferably with 94.9 as background music. Oh, that's so nice. Exactly. That's great. It's funny because we're actually going to talk about exercise a little bit later in the show. But for the moment, we're talking about who you can get in touch with. And Beyond Blue is another great organisation.
Fantastic.
Tonight, it's all about Headspace for us. Headspace was established in 2006 and is funded by the Commonwealth Government of Australia. And what can Headspace help you with?
General health and well-being, mental health and counselling, education and employment and other services, alcohol and other drug services. So it really is targeted at the 12 to 25 age range there, with those issues being most prominent in that age group.
Absolutely. We're about to hear some CSAs, so we'll be right back.
Hello, this is the voice of Kate Miller-Heidke and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
You certainly are listening to Joy 94.9. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. It's 7:31 in the PM and Matt and Emma are here with you. We're talking about Mental Health Monday.
Hi again.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to reiterate with you guys, the information that we're providing you is general information. And we've also given you a bunch of contact numbers, which will be available on our Facebook page at the end of the show. Including Headspace, Kids Helpline, Lifeline, Switchboard and Family Access Network. So if you are suffering or you need help, please contact one of those on www.headspace.org.au. Kids Helpline is 1-800-551-800. Lifeline Australia is 131114. Switchboard Gay and Lesbian Hotline is 9663-2939. And Family Access Network can be accessed from fan.org.au.
Exactly. Now, discussing exercise and mental health, we've got mental moves. Now, we know that overwhelmingly, studies have shown a positive correlation between physical exercise and an improvement in an individual's overall health and well-being. In fact, research suggests that social and physical activity can assist in the management and long-term maintenance of mental health.
Absolutely. And with this in mind, Mental Moves was born. It's in association with Headspace. It's organised by a lovely girl called Anne, who I've spoken to a couple of times. Mental Moves is a fundraising exercise.
Pardon the pun.
In physical activity and positive action for young people in Melbourne and surrounds.
Now, the concept behind Mental Moves involves people choosing to participate and show their support by liking the Facebook page, which you can get to at facebook.com/mentalmoves, sharing what they are planning to do and sharing how the day went through putting up videos, photos and comments at said Facebook page.
Absolutely. So Mental Moves will be running, well, it's currently running from the 4th to the 12th of February. So please get involved. It's such a good cause and it's actually good for you.
Which exercise absolutely is, mental health and physical health, both. It's really good to just get out there. And as that last email actually said, you know, it's nothing better than running with music or jogging with music and really pumping it up and getting out there, because it does cheer you up at the end of it.
Absolutely. And I mean, when you think about health in general, like, you need to be mentally and physically healthy and
exactly.
Do that exercise. Yep.
And one assists the other. I mean, physical affects mental health and mental health affects your physical health. I mean, if you feel good mentally, you want to get out and jog. If you go out and jog, you feel good mentally.
If I could give one piece of advice to everyone that's listening, it would be get 8 hours sleep a night.
Oh, God, dude.
It's so important.
I work off 5 hours of sleep a night and it's horrible.
I know. And I get really cranky if I don't get enough sleep.
I'm just, I can't get cranky. I'm a generally happy person, but just the stress, it just seems everything so much worse and so much, yeah.
And Do you know that your immune system does its job, most of it, while you're asleep?
Really?
Yeah.
While you're asleep?
Yeah, while you're asleep. While it's doing all its repairing. Anyway, enough about that. We're about to hear Shiny Happy People by REM.
Yay. Hi, this is Marsha Hines and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Generation Next, Joy 94.9. You're on with Matt and Emma.
Hi.
It is currently 45 minutes past 7 and we're really excited to be speaking to Chris Tanti from Headspace. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Chris, how are you going?
Thanks. We had a couple of questions for you because the stats that we're reading were a bit concerning. So mental health is the single biggest health condition facing young Australians. How important are organisations like Headspace in the treatment and prevention of these types of illness?
Look, they're critically important. What we know is that we've had a mental health system that has been under-resourced for years and years and years. Mm. And complicating that has been the fact that that service actually only sees the most complicated cases, so people who are generally in severe distress. So those who are in between all of that actually can't get a service. And Headspace, before Headspace came along, it was almost impossible for young people to get a comprehensive service for mental health and a whole range of other issues.
Exactly. And look, when I was down, when I was in school, I know I couldn't find anyone to talk to. So it's absolutely excellent that organisations like that exist. So what kind of programs does Headspace offer?
Look, we offer a range of programs, and obviously there are mental health services. So we have GPs and psychiatrists and psychologists, social workers, mental health nurses. Mm-hmm. So a variety of practitioners, obviously depending on the centre, because some centres are fairly remote or in regional areas, and so it's exactly. quite hard to attract workforce. But so the service varies depending on the workforce availability, but generally you will find mental health clinicians, vocational services, drug and alcohol services, and essentially any youth services that exist in that community.
It's so important, as you mentioned, to contact a professional, and I've been reading a lot about eHeadspace, which just sounded like such a great idea. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, eHeadspace is really, really exciting, and it was a nervous wait to see if we could get the money from the government, but we did get the money. And so essentially for me, eHeadspace is an online counselling service, so it replicates what we do in real time in a real centre online. So it's a very exciting opportunity, because we know that, in my experience of counselling anyway, a lot of young people, before they came in the doors, would say to me, look, it's taken me 6 weeks or 6 months to knock on your door.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, it was all about stigma and not knowing what was on the other side of it. And obviously, it was just a counsellor who was happy to talk to them. But they don't know that. And so online is just a great opportunity for people to talk to someone about their problems in a way that is private and confidential and can be done in their own home. So they don't have to put themselves at risk. I mean, it is often very risky to talk about mental health problems simply because people are voicing those concerns for the first time.
Definitely. So it's non-confrontational in the extreme, which is absolutely excellent, I think. Now, we know that LGBTIQ and Indigenous youth are far more likely to suffer from mental health problems, such as depression and substance abuse. Are there any specific mental health programs you could direct our listeners to, should they need to contact Headspace?
Look, all our centres are terrific at working with young people who are same-sex attracted, and when it comes to Indigenous people, we're overrepresented in terms of the numbers coming through the door, which is terrific. It says to me that same-sex attracted young people and Indigenous people feel comfortable walking through Headspace doors. There is a fantastic group called Minus 18, which I've not had to do much with personally, but I tweet with them. So, and I just think they're a great bunch of guys and women. And so those sort of advocacy organisations, there's another organisation whose name escapes me in New South Wales that is also terrific. So there are a range of same-sex attracted organisations, but I'm hoping that same-sex attracted young people feel comfortable enough to knock on our doors as well and feel like they're getting a good service. And if they're not, I want to hear about it, because I want them to be really clear that Headspace is a place for them to get support as well.
Absolutely, and we can't say enough positive things about Minus 18 ourselves. We often have the guys in talking about the events that they're organising, and it's just so important.
And on top of that, it's a really cool name. I just think it's a great name.
Yeah, they're a bunch of cool guys. So
I'm sure they are.
I've read your most recent blog, Chris, and I read it with interest. And for those of you who haven't read it, you can find it easily from the Headspace homepage, all the w's.headspace.org.au. But I'm a bit sick of giving homophobic public figures and their negativity any of my airtime. So what I wanted to ask you is, who do you have affiliated with your organisation that our mad sports fans and people who really follow celebrities should know about and can look to?
Look, and I'm glad you're not giving her airtime, but because I'm just completely outraged by her comments. Look, we've got Gus Johnson and Simon Hogan and a whole range of other people who participate in Headspace and are really terrific in this space. There are lots and lots and lots of sports people who do not share the archaic views of others. And you know, the reason we wrote that blog and the reason why it's so important is because I didn't want a young person coming out struggling with their struggling with these issues to suddenly be completely bowled over by the ignorant comments of one or two people.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, so it's important for a national organisation like Headspace to say, actually, you know what, a lot of people don't think this way, and
Absolutely.
This is one person, and ignore it as best you can, and
Absolutely.
Actually try and move towards people who, and there are lots of people who you can get support from. So, so it's important that people realise that that sports people are reflective of our society too, and there is a lot of support within that community.
Absolutely. I believe the names you mentioned are footy and hockey. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. But there's lots more. Cricket. There are people in cricket who are supportive. There are lots of people in footy as well. And the nice thing about doing this sort of thing is that the other sports codes will often contact us and say, how can we help? So, this is terrific from my perspective.
Absolutely.
Now, how important is it for kids to be receiving these messages of positivity and acceptance from those in the media?
Sorry, I missed your question.
That's all right. I just said, how important is it for kids to be receiving these messages of positivity and acceptance from those in the media?
Oh, it's really important. It's absolutely critical. I mean, there is no reason why a young same-sex attracted person should be feeling worthless.
Yeah, excluded.
They feel worthless because society, or you know, everyone has this sort of passage that they go through, and it's generally heterosexual, and then they get to this point and they think, actually, this just is not for me, and I feel this way, and Christ, what does that mean for me? How am I going to tell my parents? So it gets very, very complicated on top of a very complicated developmental stage, the message I would like young people to receive who are experiencing these problems is, it's perfectly normal, it's perfectly okay, and hopefully you will engage with people who will help you feel more comfortable over time with coming out.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
There is support out there.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris. I actually saw a really funny bumper sticker that said, if God doesn't love homosexuals, why does he keep making them? Which I thought
I
Margaret
saw that
Court
one, actually, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're exactly right. And you know, there are people who, I mean, I'm not religious, I'll confess, but people misquote anything they can in order to justify their position. And actually, you know, I think it all boils down to fear, and it's the same issue with immigration, it's the same issue with refugees. Essentially, I mean, there's a really fantastic story on Channel 7 yesterday about an Iranian refugee, and I just thought, my God, I can't believe they're showing this on mainstream TV. The stories are often, about fear-mongering, and the sooner we embrace difference in our culture, the better off we'll be.
Can I just say, poorly reported fear-mongering as well, usually. hallelujah that someone else is sharing that position. So I just wanted to thank you so much for coming and talking to us. And for those listening at home, how can we get more information about Headspace? And we always like to sort of advocate people getting involved and being engaged in their community. So how can we get involved?
Okay, so there's a couple of things there. There are two websites that I'll point you to. So it's headspace.org.au, which is a Headspace website, and it's got a whole lot of information and Q&A stuff. There's also eheadspace.org.au, which is our online counselling service. So if people feel that they'd like to chat to someone, then get onto that. And that's available 7 days a week and pretty much 24 hours a day. It's sort of phone or online. The other thing I'd encourage you people to do is, your listeners to do, is to get on, find out where the Headspace centres are, and if they really feel passionate about getting involved in youth mental health or getting involved with young people generally, or having a voice in this space, get involved in a Headspace centre, because we take youth participation seriously and we really want young people to be involved in every Headspace centre. Every Headspace centre has a youth reference group. So I'd encourage people to get along to that.
Fantastic. And it is really about getting out there. As we said before, you don't just have to sit there alone. There are other people out there who definitely share your point of view and want to be in contact with you as well. So Chris, thanks for taking the time to talk to us tonight. We'll definitely be keeping in touch with Headspace in the future.
Fantastic. That's great. Thank you for your time.
Thanks,
really
Chris.
Appreciate it.
Hi, guys. You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Generation Next. Our show is nearly over.
Yeah, boo-hoo. Sad face.
You've been with Emma and Matt. Thanks so much for listening
Thanks
to
for
us.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
We'd love for you to get in touch with us. You can email us at Generation Next, at joy.org.au.
Yep.
Find us on Twitter.
twitter.com/gennextjoy949
and Facebook
by searching Facebook in the Facebook search bar.
We still haven't quite perfected the Facebook thing, but we are on there.
We'll
we
get there. That's
and
fine.
We would love to hear from you, and we have heard from a couple of you, which has been really great. So thanks for joining us on our Mental Health Monday. We hope that you got some information that you found helpful. Just to reiterate once again, if you are suffering or you need help, please contact headspace.org.au, Kids Helpline on kidshelpline.com.au, or alternately on 1-800-55-1800. Lifeline Australia is available on 131144. And Switchboard Gay and Lesbian Hotline on 9663 2939. Thanks so much for listening to us, guys.
Thanks, guys.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.